Okay. What I was talking about before, something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry. Like, it doesn't have just a crust, two crusts. It's got crust all mixed up in the pie.
Well, just apricot pie.
And somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Put away your food?
Okay. Now, what do you call a sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Or the milk or...
Well, it could be... melted sugar.
Okay. But what would you call it? You know, it's the stuff that you pour over your fruit. It's made with melted sugar and sometimes milk or cream, nutmeg, and you pour it over the apples in your apple pie.
Whipped cream.
This is the sweet liquid that's served with it. It's not the white fluffy stuff.
I don't know. I'm not much of a cook.
Okay. Food taken between regular meals might be called what? If you're eating something and it's not one of your three basic meals, what would
you say? Well, it's between meals. It's a snack.
Okay. Now, I want you to fill in the blanks with what you're doing when you're taking food in your mouth, and I'll give you the sentence. I... breakfast at 7 o'clock, and yesterday at that time I had already my breakfast, and last week I breakfast every day. Okay,
I eat breakfast every morning about 7 o'clock.
Okay, and yesterday at that time you had already
eaten breakfast.
And last week you... every day of the week you had breakfast, so every day you...
Every day I had breakfast at the same time.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, most of them.
And how do you...
Orange juice.
Okay. How do you make coffee?
Well, different ways. Sometimes we brew it, and then again we... just heat water and use
the instant. Okay. And what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
Okay. And what do you drink out of... it's gone. What is the thing you drink out of?
Well, it's a glass or goblet.
Okay. What's the difference between a glass and a goblet?
I'd say one a little larger than the other one.
Okay. What do you call a glass that looks like this? You know, it's got the main body of the glass and then a stem and then this thing. Would you call that a goblet?
Well, yes. Okay.
And now, if the glass fell off the sink...
Off the sink?
Uh-huh. And it crashed all around, you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
Okay, and you might say, I didn't it, but someone has.
I didn't drop it, but somebody has.
Okay, now, I want you to say, you didn't make it crash to pieces.
You didn't crash. That was already cracked. You didn't do it.
Okay, thinking about water again, you might